Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The bushy-eyebrowed punk looks at Hawk as he brings out his pistol. You want to be careful where you're pointing that, mate. You might get someone. Now, we really don't want to be fucking with you guys. We know you're of better stock, right? You're scavengers, like us, going out, getting what's yours. But there's gold to be had, especially in there, pointing to the caravan. Come on. You don't need all of it, do you?
Yes, we do. and I'm so sorry. You all seem like
yes.
You all seem like wonderful people. But
oh no, we're cunts.
Oh okay. Well then, fuck off. We're going somewhere right now, and you're in our way.
Holy shit! I love this.
Flint is out and about, ready to mingle.
Flint just, dictator.
You just,
dictator.
I'm actually the crew.
I'm actually.
I love they're all being like, oh, let's all be euphemistic. You're
yeah.
Like,
you can tell as well, this is not the response that they expected, and they kind of share glances with each other.
Dear sirs, fuck yourself. Kind regards, fuck yourself.
Oh, it's going to be like that then, is it?
Oh, well, if you're cunts, then yeah.
Holy shit.
You and your fucking fancy suit. Surely you don't care about anything else?
I don't care about you, if that's what you're asking. And let me put it this way. First of all, there's three of you. There's way more of us. Second of all, you guys look like, as you said, cunts. And we are well-armed, well-trained, and we'll kill you. We have no regard for your life. And we are on our way to something. So the quicker it happens, the better. So you kind of have two options here. One, as I said, kindly fuck off. Or two, stay here and die.
Under his breath, DW's just like, holy fucking shit.
I wonder if you could interpret fuck off as the voice.
No. Not using it yet.
Not yet? Okay. Not yet. Well, the Aunt Janice looking one. Let's just call her Aunt Janice. She touches her large gun, the strap. Well, you're armed. What about them? And she nestles it on her shoulder, pointing to the caravan. In all the carnage, maybe we'll get some gold. Maybe we won't, but you'll be fucked. Maybe that's enough.
Okay. Look, put that thing away. You're embarrassing yourself. I'll give you... That's about 5 seconds. Sounds good?
Sounds generous.
I'm not going to be told what to do by some fucking green boy.
I would like to.
That quips are so good.
It's Johnny Howard. What do you expect?
Yeah.
I would like to kind of manifest the voice.
Yeah. Tell me what.
And to. Was it Aunt Janice?
Janice. Aunt Janice is the one with the kind of. The heavy shoulder arms.
Yeah, do they look kind of the most, like with the biggest kind of.
They've got the biggest gun.
Yeah.
She's got the biggest gun. Yeah.
I kind of want to manifest the voice.
Yeah.
And as I do it, you see like Flint's face kind of looks like it has some like aggressive, weird, sharp lighting on it.
Yes.
All of the. You kind of see like all of his features fade away into like a shadow. And it's just kind of very, very harsh. Like almost like the, you can see the skeleton underneath, just the cheekbones and the brow and a little bit of the bridge of the nose and chin, and everything else kind of sinks away into just this skeletal dark visage, except for these two kind of piercing emerald eyes, and his voice kind of just shifts a little bit and becomes a little bit boomy.
Ooh.
And I want to say to Aunt Janice.
Accept defeat.
Oh, that is a very good use.
I'm going to
of that power.
Roll.
Please roll for me.
Oh no!
This went terribly.
Oh my god!
So I got the intensity was only a one, which is enough to influence them. But I did get no successes and a critical failure. Which I do believe.
On five dice.
So what is it? So
you have two critical failures.
Yeah. So
my God.
That.
In accepting defeat, what is the emotion that you are playing?
So it's acceptance.
Acceptance.
And so on a critical fail, I believe I break them and the influence that I have on them is permanent.
Yes. You have broken Aunt Janice. Every beat of her heart. Every synapse in her brain, the electricity, the blood, the fire, and the air is now all willing her to accept defeat. And because it's such a spectacular failure,
Jesus,
no,
I get to narrate.
Oh, no.
And literally, she begins to just sink into the ground. It's not that the ground is opening up, but that her whole body is so heavy with this desire to just fucking quit. And the mulch claims her as she just sinks. Now at her mouth level, you hear the gargling of her breathing past her eyes, and the bubbles finally stop. Jesus Christ!
So, 5 seconds then for you?
That wasn't a failure.
Yeah, so that was actually like, I mean, terrible for Janice, but great for us.
Yeah. Fail more often.
They start firing, so let's go. Okay.
Oh my God, thank God Allegra stopped you from doing that. Oh,
holy crap. Yeah, that's what you tried to use on me. Yeah.
It may have just been Janice malfunctioning. Maybe it had nothing to do with Flint at all.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. It just so happened.
Let's keep believing that.
Yeah. I think Flint needs to believe that.
So.
Wicked Witch of the West at her.
In your decks for initiative.
Four.
Four. Do we have any threes?
Yeah, I'm a three.
And then everyone else is on two.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. I'm still waking up.
That woke me up. That absolutely woke Logan up.
Hawk, you are going to go first. As you see, Johnny Howard, which he will be called now. For henceforth.
Of course. Yeah. What is it? Johnny Howard, Aunt Janice, and Nega Xavier?
And yeah, Bizarro Xavier. So Bizarro Xavier and Johnny Howard are reaching for their pistols. What are you doing? With a fraction of battery left in your
teleport
charge.
Teleport behind them.
Yeah, good.
Nothing personnel, kid. Shake them in the back. That's a very... well-worn internet meme.
Great.
If anyone cares to do with someone's very bad Sonic OC. Anyway, I'm going to teleport behind them and shoot them in the back. I'm going to shoot Johnny Howard in the back.
Yeah, please roll for me.
As an aside, what's Hawk's favourite food? Is it chili dog?
it's seeds and nuts. Because I've and teleported behind them. Can I use my die? My
absolutely.
Gift
yes,
die?
Yes. Yeah. You're overcharged. Because you've got the drop on them, because Janice has literally sunk into the ground, you may add an advantage.
Oh, an advantage as well.
Yeah, you're quick on the draw.
Get fucked, John Howard.
And we at Rolled Cast endorse Phil's statement there.
Yeah.
This is going to be a bit brutal.
Yeah?
As brutal as melting someone into the ground?
It is... it's 5 successes.
What? Far out.
With a special.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, he's...
I got a 6, a 5, 5, 5 and a 4.
With a guard of 2 and a health of 2, you have...
And a special,
more than,
yeah.
You've overkilled. So tell us, how does Hawk overkill?
With my crossbow. So, yeah, the neck's always a good... It's always a good, solid kill.
What about the crotch? That's funny.
From behind?
Max is miming.
We're all just miming.
So I just lost my monitor. Hang on.
Hawk's, right, good. Hawk's visor blips in and out there for a second.
as Janice like sinks into the ground and they reach for their guns, they look at each other. They're like,
Jesus
like,
Christ!
And as they look at each other, I appear behind John Howard, and you see Bizarro Xavier like try to warn, to point, but he's speechless before. An arrow appears through John's eye.
Oh, good.
Oh, goodness.
And he slumps at Negaxavier's feet.
He too begins to sink into the ground with a ominous rumble. Maybe Janice is still accepting defeat.
For willing, on behalf of all of them.
Willing the earth to just sink into itself. Excellent. You've more than killed Johnny Howard. Is that all you'd like to do? Is that all you'd like to do with your turn?
That's fine. Yeah.
Excellent. Great. And then is it?
Hello.
Excellent. We have the great DW. We have Logan on 3 decks.
So yeah, if DW wasn't awake before, he definitely is now, as he's seen 2 people melt into the floor. He freaks out. So Logan freaks out in the moment, running on pure instinct and what will eventually the next morning be a raging hangover.
Yes.
And he feels like he's going to pull out his throwing stars to chuck a throwing star, but that's not the first thing that he reaches for in his coat. He pulls out his rapier and he throws that. And he's going to throw a full-fledged rapier at Bizarro Xavier.
Would you please roll that with your full die?
Yep. And with my rapier, I get to use dex instead of strength for my pool.
Beautiful.
That is a full
nice.
Thing
so
I get to do.
It anyway, so.
It's graceful. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Add it all together. Roll
that's,
it
that's
up.
That's 3 dex.
And what do we get?
3 successes.
He's still standing.
Oh, bitch.
Did you roll your fool's dice as well?
I didn't.
No flukes? Did you also roll your full
dice? I did not. Should I have been rolling
that,
my fool's
dice? Yeah,
Ellen mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
Because you're using your rapier as a throwing
stick. Yeah. That's what I was aiming for. I didn't hear you say it.
The
so.
Style of it. Yeah. Add it in. Tell me what you get.
2! So fail and no circle.
And no fluke. Add another circle then.
I'm just going to add continually to the facing that I land on. So now 2, 3, and 4 now have circles on them.
They're all flukes, right?
Yeah.
They're all flukes.
So can't wait. One of those days,
it's happening.
You're going to roll.
This rapier just embeds itself straight into the sternum of Bizarro Xavier. It just like and just lunges itself halfway in, so you see less blade than there was before. It just embeds itself into the stomach. And Logan makes a nose like, I need to make sure I get that back.
Yeah, still standing, kind of looks down at the rapier, pulls it out. Do you think you'd have a Bizarro Xavier line? Or would you be happy for me to roleplay it?
I'm happy for you to roleplay it.
Okay.
Unless that's a please do it. I'm really happy for you to
I mean, it's more just the offers there if you'd like to
do it. Would you give me instruction on how I best actually should have thrown it?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably he would... who has money? He does take it.
Oh, he'd just go and straight for...
Just ignores me. Just like, you know what?
Yeah, looks at you. You're not worth his time.
Kill you.
And takes the rapier, charging at Wark.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I believe it is his turn.
Okay.
Excellent. Yep. Let me roll for this.
If it's most narrative for him to be acting next,
I would say decks, it is, yeah.
That makes sense. So I get no say here, but I do have four guard, so.
Four guard, that's
I'm going to say he's four getting guard. An advantage a guard from is your sick decks. Ass rapier.
Decks, yeah. Characters are really good.
Yeah, I love how I'm wearing like plate armor and terrible willpower. Still lower.
Yeah. you have defense, though, right? I don't have any defense.
Oh, yes, that's
one
true.
Success.
Yeah, so that touches my guard, so it's not. Like, yeah. I sway out the way.
It goes to embed it in your shoulder, but it grazes off as you dexterously move out of the way. Bastard. And he's just going to keep trying to, like, lunge for you.
I'll just keep swaying, keep dancing.
Yeah.
While my guard is up, I still look very free and...
Excellent.
Lowy,
yeah.
Bizarro Xavier's grasping and trying to just get a hit on Hawk. It's not landing. The rest is on twos. Yep.
All right, yeah.
Great. Jump in.
Yeah, Cat'll say, does anyone notice this guy looks like Xavier? And she's going to pull out her sword.
Wow!
All right, let's go. Yeah, she's just going to run forward. And yeah, I'm just going to attack with my... beautiful sword.
Wonderful. You have your stances?
Yes. So mine is like, yeah. So that'll be if I get a special. I've been thinking about the name Grace. What do you think as I'm like swinging it?
Oh, I love it. Just it's so nice.
Yeah, what Hawk said earlier, it's really, just really resonated.
Grace. Okay. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Okay, so I
roll. Actually, could you call me Gracie?
Gracie. Yeah. Yes, I love it. Yeah. This is happening in slow motion. Ooh. Yeah. As they're running.
It's your swinging head towards.
Yeah. So do I just roll my strength, right? I don't add my...
If you're attacking... Yeah, I think it's just strength.
Just my strength.
Yeah, strength for melee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how your powers work.
I got three successes.
Oh.
So, on my three die.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. He's dead.
Wow!
So I rush forward. Yeah, have a little conversation with my sword. I guess just like completely cut him in half. And then I just turn around ready to fight again, but there's like no one there and I'm just like jumping on my, you know, kind of bouncing on my toes, like ready to go, but there's nothing else. Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You get him. He got.
You cut him in half.
any more out there? Hello?
The halves of Bizarro Xavier fall into the ground, and there's a big rumbling.
Well, that's
as the earth cracks.
You don't need to do sound effects in the air.
I should stop doing.
No, they're great. They're great.
They're perfect.
Keep going.
And your stomach gurgles.
You can do it as long as you keep drawing attention to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right. Because then it can't be edited out.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just going to say then it can be edited out. Sean's really good at it as an editor.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yes, the ground cracks in front of you where all three of the cyberpunks were.
Xavier is going to dive.
Sorry.
Close to the abyss.
Do you mean Logan?
Logan.
No, I'm playing Xavier's character.
So there's this
thing. Well, then, I reckon Hawk's going to.
So there's this thing called god modding. And I feel like we need to talk about
an
it.
An interesting turn in developments where we all trade characters to the...
I would like to imagine, if I may,
yes,
that as this... I imagine the Earth is opening up for the for beings to fall in.
Yeah.
As that happens, you can see the rapier that was left on the ground
teetering
on the edge.
Yes.
Logan is going to do a precarious fucking dive off the platform to try and get the rapier before it disappears into the abyss, potentially, like... almost diving in himself, maybe.
Logan!
Please die. Use your full die.
Yeah.
Excellent. I would say it? That's pretty dexterous. So
yeah, so dex plus full die?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll point out that I could effortlessly just recall that for me.
You can also teleport. But no, this
No, I let it happen. That's fine. No.
Also, you may not be looking at that.
Yeah. No.
This is also...
You're going before I even think about it.
Hence the fool's die.
That is one success.
One success.
The success is on a fool's die, and it's. I also need to add another circle because it's not a
fluke. Oh, it's not a fluke.
Not
oh,
a fluke.
Okay, excellent.
Not
okay,
a fluke.
Yeah.
But one success on the fool die. Then you add another.
I believe that means you can roll another d6. Is that right? Is it special?
If you roll the full d6 and don't roll a fluke, then you add an additional circle to a different face. Don't do this if there's more room. No, apparently not.
No, sorry, my bad.
Wait. You can use a d6 anytime the adding a foolish, daring, cavalier way. If your dice pool includes a fool's d6, it has a following special. Add another d6 and add it to the die pool. That's just cool. What I just did.
All good. With that success, tell me how you grab it. Do you, like, backflip off?
So, I think what it is he races forward as, like... And as he's racing forward along the ground underneath him is starting to split with one leg on either side of the crack. And he's, like, seeing far ahead, just, like, the sword is starting to teeter as it's starting to, like, crack and open. And as the sword teeters on the edge, it starts to tip in and Logan dives forward. And as he... As his feet leaves the ground, that's when the ground opens up. He grabs the sword with his left hand and grabs onto the ledge with his right hand, and he's hanging there for a second, holding the sword out and dangling into the abyss, into the cavern.
Bloody hell, Logan!
I'll teleport next to him and reach my hand down.
Thanks, man.
Would you like me to...
Yeah, that'd be super great right now.
Yeah.
Rather not. Yeah, cool. Thanks.
Hold on tight. Haul him to his feet.
Thank you, young sir.
That looked fun, but I could have helped you.
I don't know. You were looking at the squished John Howard face. I figured it's just quicker to do it myself.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
And this might be overdrive of me. Too much flavor. But as the sun shines on you all, your battery depletes. But from the crevice of the earth, 3 coins. Bing, bing, bing. Arcade style, rise up and float in the air, turning.
Sonicking it.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember if I could hum the Green Hill Zone, but I don't know if I can.
Then don't.
Can I teleport gold? My teleport is not working. It just ran out of juice.
Mm.
They're floating above the crevice? Or
You can reach out.
Okay.
You can leap for them.
There's a sort of like a composing of himself because, you know, he doesn't want to give away how desperately he wants the gold at any given moment. So he has to be like, yeah, I'll just... Grab. grab.
If no one else wants it.
Yeah, no one else needs it. Yeah, I'll grab it. I'll grab it all.
What did it feel like to be deprived, even for
a few
minutes?
Like a being a fraction of a person. Like all the gift. I've been using the gift like all the time. Like if I could step over there, I'll teleport. If I could grab my glass from the side... I'll just teleport it to my hand.
Yeah.
So he's really kind of fallen into using the gift like all the time. And so to be deprived of it feels like he just, it's like himself. It's like Toby again.
Toby.
It's just boring.
And as the gold rushes through you, powering everything up, your fork.
I forget you're a bird. I keep forgetting you're a literal, you're basically an Arakocra.
Basically a bird, yeah. Kind of, yeah. I mean, my hood... is kind of bird-like, but when it's back, I have a human face. Like, I'm not actually a bird, but close enough. But yeah, I will spend the first gold to power myself back up, and I'll stash the other two.
Excellent. Galatea comes out of the caravan. Thank you. You didn't need to, but you did. And I feel incredibly grateful. The well's not too far from now. If you'd like to hop back in.
As he's like walking in and he passes Kat, he says, you said that one looked... no, he can do... God, he's got two voices. you said that one looked like Sam? Like, I can see it a bit. It's like... Flint fucking put a dagger... What did you use?
No, you just... You just spoke.
You just come voice. On. Yeah.
That, the one that melted, that Flint put into the ground? Yeah, that was my auntie. Fucking weird.
That's so weird. I guess it's just drawing from our mind or something. Like, Allegra wouldn't have known your auntie, right?
No, that's the thing. I don't think she did. It's just... It's fucking weird is all I'm saying, Kat.
And, I mean, the Xavier was particularly weird. Did anybody else notice that?
Yes, I did. Yes. So just as a rule going forward, thank you for establishing this, we're all cool with killing each other's doppelgangers. We're okay with that. Anyone sees another version of each other, we kill them, right?
Well,
he was clearly evil, so yeah.
Yep, good. Yep, yep, sure. I presume most of them will look that like that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saw myself die.
Yeah, like, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm okay, actually. Yeah.
Watching yourself get chopped in half.
That was fine, believe it or not. Okay. Not the strangest thing that has happened to me today.
Today, yeah.
Today is very young.
But if
new day, new opportunities. Let's go, guys.
Let's not dwell on it.
Yes. I love that. I'm like, yeah, I just saw a version of myself cut in twain. Well, yeah.
Well, so like, off to the well.
Under his breath, he's like,
and Flint can fucking melt a person, I guess.
Oh.
Is that what you meant to do?
Because
that's kind of fucked up, man.
I mean, let's have a quick chat about, like, maybe we should talk about our powers collectively so that we all know what we're doing. Because we all have powers, that's apparent. Maybe we should just talk about them very briefly so that we know what
they
what work we can
like
rely.
They did on our sheets when we made them, right?
I presume so, yes, but also, so I can use magic god powers as we all, and I'll heal you. I'm just letting you know that. Like, if you get hurt, I will heal you. I feel like we should all have the powers working together. Otherwise, I don't want anyone to be like, oh, you owe me this because of that, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to withhold healing because someone else is like, oh, well, that person owes this person this. Does that make sense?
Let's optimize somebody.
In a real sense, I don't want to, because I don't want you to die. This isn't a power where I can be like, oh, I killed the other guys better. It's, I don't want you to die, but I also don't want to be fucked over because someone has an ego trip. And what? Like, my way of withholding or balancing that scale is to let you or someone else die?
Hey. Jill, it's okay. We'll help each other. We'll use what we have to support each other, just like we did when we played, okay?
It's a little bit different to how it was when we played.
No, I know, but...
Because...
I get it, man. It's fucking like it's fucking weird to see yourself and see yourself die. Like, I can't imagine what that would have been like, man. That's fucked up. And then he realizes that there's the robots. He's like, so I think the best thing that we should do right now is, as you said, we take stock, we go to the well, and if there's any other more weird shit, we sort it out, and we don't lose sight of the plan, right? We gotta find Allegra. Everything else is kind of... What do you call it? Window dressing until then.
That's what we do here. Kara, whirring, kind of has had their head cocked to the side through this whole conversation. We just help each other get past. It's all we can, really.
Vince, kind of walking back to the caravan to get back in, as he passes Xavier, he's going to push the bottle of whiskey against Xavier's chest for him to grab.
He grabs it and starts drinking.
Yeah, and like, just like in his regular voice, it's just going to be like, it's just a game, man, relax.
Holy moly.
And hop back in the caravan.
And that's not using the voice, correct?
That's not using, that's not even using his Flint voice.
Xavier melts.
Any, yeah, anytime you use any, like, commanding.
Oh, come on, relax. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you're playing unaccepted. So yeah. No, I'm not.
I'll be very clear.
Your powers are so dangerous. Yeah.
And my face changes when I use it. Yes, yeah, absolutely. It'll be obvious.
No, I
won't be a dick.
Xavier drinks.
If I said that to my husband on a game night, it would be.
Oh, true.
Just relax, man. It's fine.
It's the worst thing you could say to anyone
yeah.
playing.
Yeah, I know, right? Just relax. I'm just winning.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/RollToCast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roed, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
And as it teeters...
Sorry, my food has just arrived.
Ah, that would be...
That's right. I'll remember teeters. Yep.
Cool.
Teeters.
Do you
want to
grab it?
Yeah.
I mean, we can also
we'll just say teeters over and over again.
Teeters.
It starts to lose all meaning. Yeah. Teeters.
Sounds like a restaurant name.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's all go to Teeters. Yeah.
Teeters?
Teeters. I don't know. Something about Teeters makes me think it's like a milk bar and not a fun way.
Yes. I feel like it's like a kid saying like they want milk.
Yeah.
Teeters.
I want Teeters.
No, I hate
teeters.
That.
Teeters.
Yeah.
That was it. Don't go near the stuff.
Teeters. Oh, Teeters.
I have a Teeters and Coke thing.
Yeah, it could also be a crunchy chip.
Mm. Yeah.
But that would be Tito's.
Yeah, Tostitos.
Mm.
Tostitos.
Tostitos. Oh, fuck. I invented Tostitos. Yeah. Damn it.
Teeters.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.